1-9140 or online at BroadwayTruck.com.
Stop by Broadway Ford Truck Sales at 1506 South 7th in the Soulard Market area. Check them out on the web at BroadwayTruck.com or give them a call at 314-241-9140. A proud member of the Ford Business Preferred Network.
Looking back, watching our kids and grandkids at play creates awesome memories, some better than others. I must admit, I don't much care to watch them play video games or tweet on smartphones. Way too much of that today. Hi, this is Terry with Weedman Lawn Care. Wouldn't the image of our children playing be better if it was them playing hide-and-seek, the baseball games of pickle and 500, or badminton, Red Rover, or croquet? These games only need your kids' involvement and a great lawn for the play space. At Weedman, we can help with both. Go to WeedmanUSA.com to obtain a quote on having us turn your lawn into where children's memories are made. We'll also send you a list of great games and descriptions for them to play. They'll sure get a lot more exercise than just moving their thumbs on a keyboard. Go to WeedmanUSA.com today to begin making more great family memories on your lawn. We use only golf course quality timed release granular fertilizers. And Weedman is recommended over competitors by landscapers, golf course superintendents, and many of your friends and neighbors. Go to WeedmanUSA.com, where memories are made and promises are kept.
This is Larry Connors. After the storm, who's going to be there to help you pick up all the pieces? You don't have to do it alone. You can count on the roofing experts at John Beal Roofing. Our storm damage response team works around the clock during emergencies, providing tarps, making repairs, giving you peace of mind when you need it most. Protect your family. Protect your investment. Call John Beal. 1-800-NEW-ROOF.
He's back.
Don't miss the Dennis George Show. Well, wait a minute, that's me, live and local, with all the happenings in and around St. Louis.
The Dennis George Show, Sundays from 9 till 11 p.m. Brought to you by thecoffeecartel.com on the Big 550 KTRS.
This is nice music.
How much is that?
This wouldn't torture anybody.
No.
Folks, it's time to ask some questions about your pets, things you're concerned about or wonder about or want to make sure if you're doing something right or not. And the man who loves animals as much as you love yours is Dr. Doug Pernikoff. He can be found at the Clarkson Wilson Veterinary Clinic. And he is brought to you every Wednesday by Laclead Cab. Your AM and the PM cab company, there's an app. It's STL Taxi. It's free. It works. Good way to get a Laclead Cab. Here's how this works. I'm going to give you our phone numbers. The first one is the most important because more lines come into that number. If you can't get in that way, try the second one. 314-969-KTRS. If your letters are worn off your keypad on your phone, then that would be 969-5877 or 888-550-KTRS. You call right now because once we say hello to him, we jump right in with both feet. And now, without further ado, Dr. Doug Pernikoff.
Hey, 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 how is everyone today?
Great, doctor. How are you?
Good. I am AM in the PM.
You know,
beautiful day today.
Not 40s, you know? I mean,
must have dropping snow tonight, they said.
It's winter. Yeah. Still winter for a while. Hey, I mentioned earlier, I don't know if you heard it or not, but the only domesticated animal not mentioned in the Bible is the cat.
Hmm.
Did you know that?
I did not know that.
Well, now you're a Jewish guy. I don't know anything.
We got a Bible too.
You got your own Bible.
That's right.
So you say it like you're a hillbilly. Is your Bible like the hillbilly Bible?
No, I just wanted you to know we got one.
I don't know why you change that voice when you start talking about the Jewish Bible.
I don't know. I do that to my wife too. Sometimes I just now, change voices.
Ours is the King.
Like she's got another man.
Ours is the King James Version. What is yours, the Jewish Bible? What is that called?
Ours is the genuine one.
Genuine. Here we go. Here we go. My religion's better than your religion. Would you like to hear three of the Bible verses that refer to dogs?
Yes.
Proverbs 26:11, as a dog returneth to its vomit, so a fool returneth to his folly. And by the way, even back then, dogs ate their own vomit.
Mine do.
Revelation 22:15, for without are dogs and sorcerers and whoremongers and murderers and idolaters, and whosoever loveth and maketh a lie. Matthew 15:27. And she said, "Truth, Lord, yet the dogs eat the crumbs which fall from their master's table."
Wow. Yeah. And it's kind of interesting because the cat was one of the first domesticated cat animals in the human community.
Well, they didn't have them around where Jesus was, apparently, or any of the Lord's people. They didn't have any cats, because if they did, they sure didn't mention them.
Bring it up.
Maybe they were there, yeah, but they were just like, I guess a squirrel is not mentioned in the Bible either. They weren't. Why would you mention them?
I don't know.
Because, I mean, this just proves my point about, and I'm sorry, cat people, I don't hate cats. I'm not a cat person. Uh-huh. And maybe they weren't either back then, when the Bible was being written.
They probably listened to KTRS, and they didn't have a particular... They were driven by your influence.
Who?
The back then.
That doesn't even make any sense.
We weren't around back then.
We weren't around when the Bible was being written. Now he went his hillbilly voice again.
Yes.
Wait, I can go there if you need me.
Okay. No, let's... Have we had enough of that?
Yeah, I think so.
Just like my singing. We've had enough of that. We got a lot of calls coming in. I'll give the number one more time. I don't really need to, but I will. 314-969-KTRS or 888-550-KTRS. Off to the phones we go. Up first is Rick. Rick, say hello to Dr. Doug Pernikoff.
Hello, Dr. Doug.
Hi, Rick. How are you?
I'm in the PM.
Rick slipped into his hillbilly voice.
Yeah. Sounds like me. What's cooking, Rick?
Well, Dr. Doug, my son has a 9-year-old black and tan chihuahua female.
Okay.
And last time I saw her, I noticed up on her neck, between her front leg shoulders up in there, her hair is getting real bristly, it kind of looks like a mane on a horse. It's getting real thick, and I just wondered, is that natural part of aging, or is that something physically wrong? Or
well, I would make sure. Sometimes if you get a mass or a growth underneath the skin, it kind of disrupts the skin's placement, and it might be something underneath that's actually imposing there. So I would make sure the veterinarian or whomever takes a good exam over there and you know, confirm or rule out the possibility of a mass.
Rick, it's up on like what would be considered the shoulders, the back of the dog, right behind the head.
Yes,
that could be caused.
It's quite a long. It's not just a little area. It's like 3 or 4 inches long, and it's kind of sticking up like a mane on a horse.
All right, let me tell you what that is. Those are from the paws of a big male dog that's been humping your dog. Those are the front paws. I know what this is. Those are the front paws of a big male dog trying to impregnate your dog.
Wow.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm telling you right now. That's what
it is. I don't know. That sounds like a good answer. But I would definitely check it out and just have somebody that has trained hands.
Yeah, that's the kind of thing you probably have to look at before you can assess it. All right? Thank you, Rick.
Thank you.
I'm telling you, some big old nasty horned up male dog is trying to jump that dog.
Awesome.
Lynn is with us. Lynn, say hello to Dr. Doug.
Hello, Dr. Doug.
Hi, Lynn. How are you?
Just fine. I'm hoping you're going to give me good news, but I just really want the truth there.
Okay.
I have a golden retriever, probably the best one I've ever had out of the numerous that I've had, who quite some time ago ate part of a towel, had a blockage, was successfully operated on. Then about 6 months after that, found out he had another intestinal blockage as a result of adhesions from the first surgery. Wonderful vet, again, extensive surgery, saved his life, and he's doing great now.
Okay.
Do I have to worry about this in the future, too?
Well, the only thing I would be concerned about is that once you're in there, I don't care if you're a human or a doggy, sounds like one that I worked on, they can have adhesions that reoccur. And the adhesions can be a problem. It's a problem with, like I said, with human surgery or human cancer therapy sometimes as well. So I would just watch and, you know the signs now. You've been through it too many times. But you're going to have to just kind of watch. And then you could have a periodic ultrasound done just to make sure nothing's obvious. But again, you would see the symptoms. You'd see, you know, an animal that wasn't able to eat or move food along.
Right. Well, my concern is that they had to take, 2 foot of bowel the last time.
Right, right. I've seen a lot of dogs that just do great and just go on through life. But if you've been through this, every animal's an individual, and you can't predict what's going to happen. But
But I think you're probably in good hands. Whoever's doing it is obviously doing a good job.
Well, the second one did a great job. The first one, not so well. But, but yeah, the second vet is wonderful. I mean, they literally, the first vet would have put him down and not even bothered.
Yeah, there are, you know, always, there's so much technology and sophistication in treating animals now. If you're not happy with one solution, look for a second opinion.
Right.
Okay.
Good. I'm, you know, we've been watching him real close.
Yeah, and the other thing you can do that would be probably useful, instead of one or two bulk meals a day, you might drop it to, if you can, schedule permits, try and do four smaller feedings, and then he can process and he doesn't bulk up in his bowel and cause any problems.
And not feed him towels. That'd be the other thing.
Yeah, feed him towels. Underwear, much better.
Right. Okay, thank you so much.
Okay.
Okay.
You know, I just had a great idea for a skit for Saturday Night Live. And it would be a recurring skit, and it's a veterinary. Remember how John Belushi used to do Samurai Everything,
sure.
Samurai Hotel?
Yeah.
You do a vet, and every pet that comes in, they say the same thing. Put him to sleep. Doc, my puppy has got a little mark on his ear. Yeah. Diane, and the assistant comes out, they go, we're going to have to put him to sleep. Oh. Every single animal has to be put to sleep. See, I think it's funny, but maybe not.
Oh,
it's a joke. It's a joke. Yeah. Katie, say hello to Dr. Doug.
Hi, Dr. Doug.
Hi, Katie. How are you, honey?
I'm good. I have a 4-year-old Shih Tzu male.
Okay.
And I have a 10-month-old son.
Katie, and you're not a professional broadcaster, and I wouldn't expect you to know this, but the FCC has just inflicted some strict rules on us recently. You're going to have to restate your dog as a poop zoo.
Okay.
They're just cracking down on us. It's a poop zoo, okay?
Okay.
All right.
Okay, well, next time.
Okay.
Okay.
And ever since we brought our son home, our dog just barks constantly, won't come around him. If he's crawling on the ground, he just barks at him until
he's barking at your son?
Yeah, he barks at our son. He's never been aggressive. He doesn't growl or show his teeth or anything. But I don't know what to do to get him to
put him to sleep.
Well, hold on. Where was your son? Where,
yeah,
where,
I don't
you
think
say where your son came home
from? The household.
From?
I think you're going to have to get rid of your son.
Your son came home from where? Well, he wasn't home, and he was home. Where was he?
Well, since we brought him home from the hospital.
Oh, your little baby.
It's a baby.
Oh, well, no, this is easy. You love the dog. You've had the dog for a while. You put the boy up for adoption. You put your son up for adoption.
I mean, that's
what you have to
that's
do.
That's easy.
You know, the best thing to do, seriously, is sit down and do this on a regular basis. Have the dog on your lap and the baby on your lap and the dog right there with your husband, and bring the dog to the baby. Sit down and watch TV and let them kind of be right there together, and just pet the dog, and I think over time it'll just be an adjustment period, but I really think that they'll come together, and then you'll get to the stage where the baby's running around pulling on his hair and he'll start barking at him.
Oh yeah.
The kid might bark at the dog, you don't know.
But. Is this your first child?
Yes.
How old?
He's 10 months.
Hey, congratulations.
My favorite age.
He's really starting to get fun at 10 months. And in another couple of months,
so
he becomes a little person. It's just the greatest.
Yes.
Have 3 or 4 more, okay?
Oh, plan on it. So.
Katie, how old are you?
30.
Favorite age. Yeah, you got time to knock out another couple, 2 or 3. Thank you, Katie.
Thank you.
Bye, Katie.
Steve is here. Steve, say hi to Dr. Doug.
Hello, Dr. Doug. Hey, Steve. How are you? I'm all right. Hey, I've got a question similar to the earlier one. I have a golden retriever, and she just eats anything, not just food or not just, I mean, she eats cardboard, she eats paper, she eats plastic toys.
Steve, can I interrupt you for a second?
Sure.
I've been researching just now online ever since the other caller called. This is a cruel joke that some breeder played. That's a Gotland retriever. It's bred with a goat, and they eat cans and towels and the cardboard. That's what you have on your hands, a Gotland retriever.
Yes.
Yeah.
And she eats a lot of chocolate.
Oh, shoot.
That's not good.
Not good.
That's toxic.
Not good.
How old is she?
She's about 11 years old.
Oh, my God. She's been doing this her
You know what would
have
been funny? If he said
alive.
She eats a lot of chocolate, she's 28 years old.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, the obvious solution is to keep it out of her system, out of her world, so she doesn't have freedom to get to, especially chocolate. But anything else could cause obstruction, and that's just a husbandry management issue. You know.
Well, he's not the dog's husband. That's illegal.
Yeah.
I don't know how else to tell you that, you know, it's going to be your responsibility. You could talk to a trainer about other little cues and tricks to kind of deter from it, but I think...
She just started doing this about a year ago.
Oh, really?
And
kind of weird.
Yeah, it's just something, just all of a sudden she started... We put everything up, out of the way, yet, like, last night she ended up eating a plastic toy from a dollhouse.
Oh, how's her condition? Is she in good shape and proportioned, or is she thin, or...?
She's average, about 65.
Okay. You have kids? Obviously you have kids.
No young ones anymore.
Well, you said dollhouse toys.
Oh, we have a granddaughter we have once in a while.
Yeah. How neat, though, for the kids when the dog poops out toys.
Yeah.
Well, do it again.
Like a vending machine.
The term is called pica.
I need a Barbie.
That's it, pica.
I need a Barbie kitchen table.
But I really think that in this case, it doesn't sound like she's deficient in any kind of mineral. I think she's probably behaviorally doing this for whatever reason. Are you giving her as much attention and time and play period?
You might want to try and improve on that,
and what you think is enough may not be enough to her. And then, of course, be more strict about, or stricter about, you know, partitioning out these items so that she can't get to them. And then if you want to, we can connect you to a trainer who might be able to help you with some other cues. Okay?
Okay.
Okay.
Thank you.
Good luck, Steve.
That was Steve with a dog that eats toys. Here's Danny. Danny, say hello to Dr. Doug.
Hi, Dr. Doug.
Hey, Danny, how are you?
I'm doing pretty good. Listen, real quick question. I have a umbrella cockatoo, and for whatever reason, I also have a African gray Congo parrot.
Oh, wait a minute.
Danny, you apparently didn't hear earlier. The FCC has cracked down on us. We have to be careful. It is a penis-a-two.
Yes.
A medical term is acceptable, but a cockatoo is not acceptable. Okay. You have a penis-a-two.
Okay, yeah, my penis-a-two, it basically... she's kind of like in the, you know, Amazon area or whatever, and she basically just, you know, she just gets in her food, and she likes to seek and find stuff, you know, and so she's learned to throw some of her food that she doesn't want out of the bowl. Well, Cockatoo's a pretty smart little guy, and he's been watching her do that, and I can't get him to stop throwing his food out of his bowl. I mean, he unloads his whole bowl full of food, and I have to keep going to the cage and putting the food back in there, and so I don't know what to do to stop him from doing that.
Well, you can actually modify, you have to be creative, but you've got a bowl, I assume it's kind of a half sphere.
Yeah, it's in the cage, it's just built into the cage.
Yeah, but you can, what you need to do is create kind of a limit access top. So you can do this out of plastic, maybe cup, the top of a cup, like a malt cup or something, and then cut out an area and provide kind of a limited access to the food dish, so it's going to be harder for him to manipulate that.
Does this bird talk?
Yeah, says hello.
Well, then ask him why he's doing it.
Yeah, and he'll tell you.
More conversation. Yeah, I should sit down and talk with him. Right. that's a good idea. I didn't think to do that. No, I'll get it.
That's why you called us.
All right, yes, sir. Thanks, Dr. Doug. Okay. I'm AM and the PM. Also.
Thank you, Danny. And Debbie's next. Debbie, say hello to Dr. Doug.
Hello there, Dr. Doug.
Oh, she's got her hillbilly voice. He started something.
What's going on? We have a cat, about 2 years old.
A cat?
He was rescued when he was really tiny.
Good.
But a couple things. One thing he does, we can't figure out why, he licks plastic. Plastic fat, he doesn't chew them, he doesn't eat them.
Uh-huh.
He licks them all the time. We come over to the grocery store, he'll lick the outside of the bag. He'll lick anything that's wrapped in plastic. Have you ever heard of this?
Not really. I mean, I've seen a lot of cats explore a lot of different things. As long as he's not ingesting it, which can be a problem, obviously. And he's just looking at it. I mean, if you can't keep it out of his way, then I'd say just watch him, and I don't think it's going to be an issue. You know, he's probably tasting his own moisture on the plastic, and maybe that's kind of encouraging him.
Oh, okay.
Because he's one more quick thing.
Something happens to his body. Now, we've had cats before. I think it's usually when he's ready to pounce on something, but not always. But his whole body starts at his head, his neck, and kind of like ripples. I've never seen that in any other cat.
Seen that before. It's just kind of a stalking behavior.
He swallowed an accordion.
I think this is innate behavior for a stalking critter, you know, a carnivore.
Oh, I'll be done. Okay. All right. And I'm AMCM,
by the
way.
Well, thank you. Thank you. We're going to take one quick one just because this is so unusual. Jenny, it says on the screen, has a hedgehog. Jenny, say hi to Dr. Doug. I don't even know what a hedgehog is. Say hi to Dr. Doug.
Hi, Dr. Doug.
Hi, Jenny. How's your hedgehog?
Yeah.
That sounds dirty.
Actually, my little hoglet is only a couple of months old. And interestingly enough, my daughter loves animals and she reads about them all the time. And she had read in one of her books that a hedgehog, this is no doubt in the wild, their quills can be home to upward of 500 fleas.
I couldn't hear you.
Fleas, 500 fleas.
500 fleas, yes. Okay. And so, anyway, hold on, I got it. But anyway, my daughter's book. Yeah, that was me that said that. Anyway.
You did it again.
Anyway. Okay, so meanwhile, my cat hops up on me, and we treat the cat and dog both for fleas.
Uh-huh.
And a flea, you know, we'll still see them from time to time. So I saw a flea on my cat's ear, and I'm thinking, great, if these hedgehogs are like natural attractant of fleas, what do you do with a hoglet?
Well, you can give, number one, I don't think that's the case. I've seen and kept hedgehogs all my life when I was in the zoo. They do have a high incidence. If you see flakiness around the ears, they do have a high incidence of mite infestations, but not fleas, at least in my experience. But I would, if you really thought, I wouldn't treat it unless you knew you had to. And there are a number of products. Anything that's safe for a cat, I generally consider safe for other crazy animals like that. And I would talk to your veterinarian about some products that might be safe to try. But I still think your problem has to do with the cat directly.
Oh, okay. I mean, I haven't seen any fleas on the hoglet. I just thought.
Yeah, I don't think they're coming from him. But you might check the ears, because even
you're holding this little baby that's filled with fleas.
Right. No, look at the ears and the tips of the ears, and if you see crustiness, have your veterinarian scrape that, because even animals that seem pretty normal, in my experience, that a great percentage of these hedgehogs actually carry mites. Okay.
Okay. All righty. Well, thank you very much for the info.
All right, thank you, Jenny. That's all the time we have. That call, I don't know how many people could read between the lines. That was of a sexual nature. She said I had a flea on my cat. I think we know what.
And did you see the number she left me? You didn't get that.
No, I didn't get that. You want to do this again next week?
I sure do.
All right, Dr. Doug Pernikoff, everybody, your pet's best friend. He's at the Clarkson Wilson Veterinary Clinic. He's brought to you by Laclee Cab, your AM and the PM cab company. STL Taxi is the app. Of course, you might not need a cab if you have a brand new Chevy, and I know where you'll get it. Johnny Londoff Chevrolet. Hello, John.
Hello, Frank. How are you?
I'm having a fantastic day today because I downloaded 3 K.D. Lang songs onto my iPod. What a singer. I just kind of forgot about her till a listener emailed me and mentioned her name, and I thought, boom, you're right, K.D. Lang. Wow, what a voice. So I'm having a great day. Music changes my whole day.
Does it really?
I love music. I love the music that I like. I'm like, it's like anybody else, you know. Yeah. Some songs that take you back to being a kid, and some songs make you sad, and some songs make you want to jump up and dance. And K.D. Lang is.
Are you a good dancer?
I could have been, and still could be, a pretty good dancer.
Yeah, that's great.
I move okay. I have a sense of rhythm and timing, and I think I could. I think I could be. I just never worked at it or took lessons.
Maybe next time we're together.
We're not taking dance lessons together.
Oh, I'd love to see that.
I didn't say that. I don't need lessons. I can dance.
Listen to this.
Well, guy. Mr. Danny Terry.
Well, we've got a special guest in our office, AM and the PM folks, Al and Nancy Davis. Say hi, Al and Nancy, to Frank and the crew.
Hi, Frank.
Hello, Frank.
No, he said, say hi, Al and Nancy. That's what you're supposed to say. You're supposed to say hi, Al and Nancy. I'm just kidding. Hello, Davises. How are you?
Wonderful.
Yeah, they sound like they're in a good mood. They must have bought something from you.
We did.
And we're very happy, too.
What did you buy?
2015 Silverado.
Ooh. 2015 Silverado. Congratulations. Congratulations.
Davis, that we pulled you away from that... dirty four-letter word that begins with an F. Word?
Yes.
How about that? Huh? And I gave up my Toyota.
Wow. Yeah. So where do Al and Nancy, where do you live? What part of town?
In Florissant.
Well, what's your exact address and home phone number?
Yeah.
So Al or Nancy are both, do you work?
Yes.
What do you do? What do you do?
I'm a registered nurse.
Ooh, that's good to have around. What about you, Al?
Retired.
She works and you don't.
All right. Beautiful.
Way to go, Al.
He stays home, watches television, and she's out making a living. I think that's great.
You're my hero, Al.
Yeah. He's my role model. Somebody look up. I'm looking up to you right now, Al. That's a great...
Yeah, Al. He's doing quite a bit of work around the house.
And Al, let me ask you this. Is the truck for you?
Yes.
Oh. She works. He gets a new truck. Wow. This is a great marriage. How long have you guys been married?
3 years in October.
How much?
3 years in October.
3 years?
3 years.
In
wow.
Just 3 years, he's got her working so that he can go around driving a new pickup truck. In 3 years, he did that. Most people can't get that done in 30 years.
You got yourself a keeper.
Yeah, hang on to her.
You're one lucky dude. You kidding me?
And she sounds young, at least in her voice. She could easily work another 20 years.
She is young. I don't know if she's been working another 20 years.
She's not saying a word.
No, she's not saying anything. No. She's out of this conversation. Well, thank you for your business. We appreciate it. You've made a very a wise choice, and you'll be very happy. And here's the other thing. Some other dealers... Well, I don't think any other dealer would take you in the office and put you on the radio. I've never heard of such a thing. It's ridiculous. But we do.
Well, Bob love, and you feel it every day, Frank.
That's right, I do. And here's the other thing, Al and Nancy, the service doesn't end here. You drive away, even if you paid cash, it's all paid for. You come back anytime, you get the exact same reception, same treatment, as if you had never been there and you were a potential first-time customer. That's how you'll be treated. I'm practicing for when I need to sell cars there.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I tell you what, it's always fun to get the AM and the PM listeners into the office.
They're the best.
You know, here in this office, and it's up high. It's really like a third or fourth story because I'm up over the service entrance, and the service entrance is large because of the big medium-duty trucks that we can service. So.
Well, for people who've never been to your office, it's essentially like an air traffic control tower in an airport. You've designed it like a guard in a prison up on those where they have those rifles up in that top, so that you can look out and spy on everybody that works there. It's very much like a prison, a guard tower.
No, it's not like a prison.
Yes, it is.
I kind of like to equate it to like an amusement park.
You've got a rifle with a scope leaned up against the window. I've seen it. And binoculars, I've seen them in there, and a telescope.
I do not have binoculars. I don't need them. My eyesight's not that bad. I can see.
Okay.
I can sense when there's a customer out there.
What color is the Silverado?
Brownstone Metallic. Johnny Roth, superstar sales representative here at the Johnny
Roth. Well, hold on here. He had to tell them what color their truck was?
Well, it's the name of it.
The new name, Brownstone.
Brownstone.
Metallic brownstone.
Metallic brownstone. Okay.
Kind of matches your eyes, Frank.
See, that sounds gay. Mm. It does.
I don't even know what color your eyes are, but I just thought it would be funny to say it.
Well, no, they're brown, and obviously you do.
Well, they are brown.
Sounds gay, yeah.
It's not. It is not.
A man doesn't say to another man, that matches your eyes. That, those words never come out normally of a man's mouth to another man.
Well, I am a man, and it came out of my mouth, so you're wrong. Okay?
This is what's so confusing. I know that you're 100% heterosexual, manly man, yet you say these metrosexual things about, you know, love and hugging and matching your eyes. It's confusing.
He's probably comfortable.
Last time we saw each other a few weeks ago, you came in for the hug. And your exact words were, come on, let's get this
Yeah, but I
with.
Came in for the hug from
it was
Kitty.
I came in for a hug from Kitty. Hug.
Not from you. That was from, I was supposed to be from Kitty. There was a miscommunication there somehow.
Oh, I see. All right.
I'm sure the Davises are sitting there going, when can we get out of here?
No, they're having fun. We're going to hang out a little bit longer when we're done off the air. By the way, we were great with the intro after the hedgehog. Listener,
you're perfect to follow the hedgehog. Yeah,
you know,
that's what I thought. That's what I
really
thought.
Appreciate that. But no, listen, it's towards the end of the month. Our month of February and all these great incentives and great deals end on Monday night, March the 2nd, and we'll be here late. But we're here late tonight. What a gorgeous day! It's about. I just had to turn the blower, the fan on in the up here, the executive offices, because. You know, someone came and jacked it up to like 74 degrees this morning. Right away, I put it down to 70, and now it was 78. And, you know, everyone was like sweltering. Poor Alan Nancy, you know, have to fan them down. It was getting hot in here waiting for the hedgehog listener to, you know, get through her tail. But no, we have some great, great deals on the Chevy Cruze, Silverado pickup trucks, unbelievable deals. Thanks to Alan Nancy. We get a big quota that GM wants us to hit, and well over 200 Silverados in stock, regular cab, double cabs, and crew cabs. So come and see us. We love, I mean, L-O-V-E, Londoff Love, the AM and the PM crowd. They are so much fun. So thanks to the Davises and Third Purchase and the many, many, many other listeners. This is really like a record month. Here it is, the shortest month of the year, but this could be a total record month.
You're welcome. You're welcome.
And I talked to your buddy Thompson Price today. What a great guy.
Man, he is a terrific guy.
Yeah. Super, super guy. And he's trying to say, he goes, you and Mimi need to come on the next trip. So we're going to have to talk Mimi into it because I would love to go. And she's like, well, you go by yourself. I'm not going by myself. So we have to talk Mimi into going on the next trip.
All right, look, here's what we do. Next year, if there's a next year, and I say that every year because I never know, we go do the trip. We switch to the sleeping arrangements. I sleep with Mimi. You sleep with my wife.
You're weird.
That's not weird. That's not weird at all. That's very normal.
That's normal in Mexico and other countries.
Yes, and we're in another country. You don't know the Mexican people, John. This is very common.
I'm going to take back all the loving things I've said to you. Okay.
Well, that's a tradition down in Mexico that a man share his bounty with another man. Part of that bounty being his wife, and that's the way we do it down there in Mexico.
Sí, señor.
Number here is 314-837. I mean, Mimi's listening right now.
I hope so.
She's laughing hysterically.
No, you know what? She's listening going, I wish.
It would never happen.
That's what she's thinking. I wish.
Let me ask you this.
Yeah.
She's married to Prime Rib. Why would she want a hamburger?
Oh, my
See, now, you know
goodness.
What? Now, he's done this before. No, he's done this before to me where he cut me so deeply. I didn't deserve it.
Craig Harrison. That's Kitty's husband's line.
Why would he trade prime rib for ground beef? Man, you know what? A lot of guys would hang up and say, you're not my client anymore. A lot of guys would say, I no longer represent you. You're dead to me. But
you
not
know
me.
I love you, Frank.
I'm going to just, I don't want to hear that. I'm just going to take
every
it.
Every inch of you in those what's brown
that?
Eyes.
Every buddy. Inch of you. See that? That
oh,
now that
goodness.
Sounds gay.
Oh, my
every
goodness.
Inch of you. You might as well have gone on and said all eight of them.
All I know make is, your blood. Nancy and Ellard, they're laughing so hard they're turning red.
What's that phone number?
314-837-1800. 314-837-1800.
All right, Alan, Nancy, thank you for your business. We appreciate it.
Thank you, Frank.
Make sure you come and see John Roth.
All right, enjoy the Silverado.
All right, great talking to you, buddy. Right.
See you later. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Boy. Why would she trade prime rib for ground beef? I got news for you. I like ground beef, okay? I like good ground beef.
Yep.
In fact, ground beef can be better than prime rib if prime rib is not perfect. Would you agree?
Yeah, oh, yeah.
Oh, sure.
Heck
so that,
yeah.
that might have backfired on him.
Yeah.
Because I'll tell you what his wife Mimi's thinking right now. I'd like to get a hold of some of that good ground.
Yeah, I That's want a good burger about now.
That's what she's thinking. Okay, we... oh, I got to do a quick little bit of business, and it was perfect because there's an association here between Londoff and Schaefer. Schaefer Auto Body Centers, here's what perfectionists they are at Londoff. They turned all their body work over to Schaefer. How about that? Why not? If you're the best Chevy dealer, why wouldn't you just let the best body work name in the business that I know of do all your body work? So that's what they did. They got together, and I kind of helped put that together in a way, and I'm proud of that. So S-C-H-A-E-F-E-R. I want to make sure, as I have for the last 16 years or so, that you know how to spell it, because if you go hunting around for it and Googling it or whatever, I want to make sure you don't get sidetracked and go to the wrong place. Schaefer has 8 locations now. And the folks over in Illinois for years and years and years were wondering, when are we going to get a Schaefer auto body? Well, you have it now in O'Fallon, Illinois. These people are such perfectionists. I am weird about my car. I don't want a dent, a ding. If it's done something done to it, I want it perfect. I know that's probably crazy. And if they can make somebody like me happy, or anybody who's a fanatic about picking it up and not wanting to even be able to tell where the work started and stopped, this is the place for you. Find the one closest to you, and even if there's not one close, if you live 100 miles away, make the trip. It's not like you go to the body shop every week. Every 7 years is the average. Schaefer, S-C-H-A-E-F-E-R, Schaefer Auto Body Centers.
Meet me.
Let's check the highways right now, see how things are moving along with Tim Weiland.
The Big 550 celebrates unsung Black American heroes, people you may not have heard of who helped make our way of life possible.
Hi, I'm Kelly Jackson. The next time you go to your bank, thank Henry Brown. In 1886, he invented the strong box, giving customers a way to store and preserve papers and money with privacy. Before then, people would store their stuff in wood boxes. Not very safe. Andrew Jackson Beard was a railroad worker who invented the Jenny Coupler to automatically join train cars by allowing them to bump into each other. This is much better than the old way, which tended to remove fingers from workers if they weren't very careful.
Stay tuned during February as we celebrate Black History Month on the Big 550 KTRS.
Hi, I'm Florida Mayor Tom Schneider from the beautiful city in the Valley of Flowers. Founded in 1786, we're the oldest and largest town in the county. I'm inviting you to Valley Industries Mayor Shamrock Ball Saturday night, March 7th, 6:30 to 11. Please join Bell Fountain Neighbors Mayor Bob Doerr, Blackjack Mayor Norma Court, Ferguson Mayor James Knowles, Hazelwood Mayor Robinson, and me, Florida Mayor Tom Schneider, at Garden Villas North on Parker Road between Old and New Halls Ferry for a fabulous evening of elegant fun to help a great cause. Florissant is proud of the traditions of generosity and fellowship in North County, and the Florissant Council and I are honored to help host the 8th Annual Mayor Shamrock Ball to benefit the Valley Industries Shelter Workshop. Valley Industries happens to be one of the great Florissant charities helped by the Florissant Rotary with proceeds from the Florissant License Office. Spare some green and wear some green to enjoy our Mayor Shamrock Ball in an enchanting cruise ship setting with music by Bob Cuban Brass. From Old Florissant, this is Mayor Thomas Patrick O. Schneider asking you to visit mayorsshamrockball.com for ticket and sponsor details.
Here's the owner of the world-famous Fast Eddie's Bonaire, Eddie Scholler, and Hall of Fame hockey legend, Brett Hull.
Hey, Brett, what's up?
How you doing, Eddie?
Man, good. Hey, I don't know a thing about hockey. When it comes to doing my best work here at Fast Eddie's, I do keep it ice cold, though.
Ice cold?
Ice cold, yeah, man, you got it. And you know, you're used to being on that hockey rink, and I'm pretty much just accustomed to this big, huge patio.
Eddie, I've traveled all over this world playing hockey, and I've never been anywhere like Fast Eddie's. Not only do you have the coldest beer in town, that huge patio, but you've got peel and eat shrimp, the Fat Eddie Burger, and live music.
Man, all around the world? I've been all around Alton. But I tell you what, Brett, we do have live music all week. We do have those shrimps and those burgers. You can bring anybody and enjoy Fast Eddie's. Bring the wife, bring the whole damn neighborhood.
Every time I'm at Fast Eddie's, I've seen all people, all kinds. I've seen short, long, big, small, old, and young. But the one thing they have in common is a great time. And as long as you're 21 and love cold beer, great food, and music, and a party atmosphere, you need to get over to Fast Eddie's Bonaire.
Now is the perfect time to invest in your home. Hi, everybody. McGraw-Milhaven here. Increase the value of your home with custom closets from locally owned and locally operated St. Louis Closet Company. You can organize for less than you think. They offer free in-home estimates, so give them a call today at 314-781-9000 to schedule your consultation. With a custom closet from St. Louis Closet Company, you truly will have a place for everything. Whether it's a master closet, a kid's closet, pantry, home office, entertainment center, laundry room, playroom, even a Murphy bed, St. Louis Closet Company will get your entire home organized for less. Now is the perfect time to invest in your home, and St. Louis Closet Company will work with your budget to create a place for everything in your home. Call St. Louis Closet Company today at 314-781-9000 to schedule your free in-home estimate. Recently, I had St. Louis Closet Company come out and take this wasted space and turn it into a valuable closet. You need closet space. You need value in your home. You need St. Louis Closet Company.
The IRS can make your life miserable. If you have tax issues, you probably already know that. Certified letters with threatening notices of intention to levy, liens against your home, and don't forget their favorite enforcement tool, garnishing your paycheck. If any of these problems sound familiar, don't put them off. It'll only get worse. You've got tax problems, all right, and we can make them stop. With Real Tax Help, you finally have some friends on your side. These IRS tax specialists will get between you and the IRS, and you'll never have to talk to the IRS again. The phone calls will stop, garnishments and liens will disappear. Even if you've agreed to some IRS payback program, Real Tax Relief can still help. This is Real Tax Help. The consultation is free and the relief is real. Call 800-979-9759. 800-979-9759. Not valid in all states.
When you're choosing a dentist, there are a few things that are important. One is you want a dentist that cares. Well, Bowen Dental Care is a family practice by a family that cares. You also want one-stop shopping. And at Bowen Dental Care, all of their work is done under one roof in Florissant. Bowen Dental Care has been serving the community for 40-plus years, and the practice has been handed down from generation to generation. All under one roof. Orthodontics, Invisalign, wisdom teeth, teeth whitening, root canals, oral surgery, and yes, dental implants. All under one roof. Bowen Dental Care in Florissant, right there at 270 and 170 and Dunn Road. For all of your dentist needs, you need a family dentist that cares. Insurance, no insurance, Bowen Dental Care will work with you. 314-921-3500. That's 314-921-3500 or BowenDentalCare.com.
What fuels you? Here's Paul, going to the ski slopes with his buddies.
Dude, double black diamond?
Last one down buys lunch!
Paul fuels up at Exxon and Mobil stations, where our quality gasoline helps improve fuel economy. And now he could win $1,000 in Exxon Mobil gift cards just by telling us what fuels him, like skiing with his pals. 10 weekly winners. Full details at Exxon.com or Mobil.com. Exxon and Mobil. Energy lives here.
No purchase necessary. Ends April 7th, 2015. Restrictions apply. Actual fuel economy benefits may vary.
In the time you spent listening to this radio spot, you could have completed and submitted an entire expense report with a simple picture of your receipt. That's all it takes for you to get back to work and for your business to run more efficiently. To learn more and discover all the ways Concur helps manage your company's expenses, just go to tryconcur.com for a free test drive.
From downtown St. Louis, it's the Bill Cleveland segment, starring Bill Cleveland, along with Bruce Limprist and the All-Boy Orchestra, brought to you by Laclede Cab, your AM and the PM cab company, STL Taxi. That's all you need to remember. To search for the app, you find it, you download it, it's free. STL Taxi, it's a great way to get a great cab, a Laclede Cab. And now, before he heads off to Phoenix and then heads off to the Grand Canyon, I'll do my Grand Canyon introduction. Here, Bill Cleveland. Thank you. So, you won't be with us tomorrow, is that right?
Tomorrow I will be, I assume I'll be somewhere over Oklahoma tomorrow during the... This time tomorrow, I'll be flying in the Phoenix, and
that sounds like
I just found out they're going to have snow at the Grand Canyon, which sounds horrible, but I think it will be kind of cool to see it covered in snow.
Like, yeah, that sounds like a country song. I'll call you when I'm over Oklahoma. Mm-hmm. Like Oklahoma was a girl's name. You know, when I'm over Oklahoma, then I'll call you. I think I could write a country song.
Maybe you ought to do that.
Okay, I'll do it right now. I'll start right now.
And sing it.
Yeah. Don't right. sing it. what's going on, Bill?
I'm looking at. I just checked out some web statistics for BillOnTheRoad.com. I wrote a piece of in Kansas City last week, and just looked at this this thing I wrote about Kansas City. I wrote five quirky things you can do in Kansas City, and it's got 26,000 hits since the last couple of days.
That's you know nice. Why? You know why? Because of this show. That's why. You're welcome.
Yeah, I was just thinking that. It was probably this show.
If you weren't on this show, nobody would know who you are.
Yeah.
People are sharing it like wildfire.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What is wrong you can with share you? Wildfire.
I'm on the NyQuil, so here we go.
Yeah. Okay.
Mattel is introducing a new version of Barbie that connects to the internet. How about that?
Yeah.
Unfortunately, she then gives a can of computer virus. So.
Oh, sexual transmitted disease humor.
And Southwest Airlines voluntarily grounded 128 planes after admitted they missed the mandatory inspections. They had a good excuse, though. Southwest officials said they were too busy at thinking up jokes for flight attendants.
That's true. They do tell a lot of jokes.
I like the jokes there.
I do, too.
Better than me. Oh, I got to go. All right.
30 seconds. Later. 30 seconds.
Oh, I got 30 seconds. Yeah. Rahm Emanuel fell short of the necessary votes for the Chicago mayor to avoid a runoff. I believe he was about the 2,000 dead guys short.
You know his middle name? And Noodles.
Oh, man.
Okay,
right,
goodbye.
Well,
yeah, goodbye.
See you later.
Yeah, Bill Cleveland, everybody. Get it? Ramen Noodles, man. That was Bill Cleveland, courtesy of Laclede Cab. Amini's, if you've never been to Amini's, consider this my personal invitation. If Arash Amini himself, who's a very nice guy, by the way, if he could invite you personally one by one, he would. It's a terrific store. There is not any other store like it. In Kansas City, there is. You know what's called? Amini's. There's another Amini's in Kansas City. This thing sits down in Chesterfield Valley, was there before a lot of this other stuff was there. They had a vision, I guess. They knew a lot of people would be coming to Chesterfield Valley, and they were right. So there it sits, big copper dome. Wait till you walk in this place, and please give yourself, you're going to need at least 15, 20 minutes. That's minimum. You're going to want to stay in there an hour and walk around. Pool table, shelf board table, pinball machines, arcade games, furniture, beautiful, the greatest patio furniture you've ever seen, and lighting, and the Jaffe lighting section, and on and on and on. Go to this website, aminis.com, A-M-I-N-I-S, that's aminis.com, in Chesterfield Valley. You will love this store. Playhouse is coming up with, of course, a good